see a victory. Welcome to you, brothers and sisters. I hope you are doing well today. This is V for Victory Organization's podcast called The Victory Garden. This is where we claim victory every single day. Brothers and sisters, I pray each and every one of you are doing well today on this 8th day of April 2024. We are coming to you from here at the Victory Garden little studio that we got set up. I laugh because we as volunteers try to do as much as we can to make this as interesting as possible. So we've been working on ways to set up our podcast here so we can have interviews. We can actually have people attend with us and set in so we can record. So very exciting times this spring, bringing the new chapter here to the organization. We hope that you continue to stay up to date with the website at vforvictoryorganization.com. That website is continuously updated with new resources and information for our veteran community. So make sure to stay up to date by continuously viewing the website, the blog, and here at the podcast, we also try to update with additional information. So we have those three resources that we really try to update continuously with news, information, and resources. And so it's important to make sure to stay up to date with those, listen to them. And more than anything, brothers and sisters, all we ask really is to share this information far and wide, as everyone knows a veteran. So it's important for us to get this information out so everyone has that information. I have to share this little story real quick, as you know, I just want to share on how it is that we do not stop just here at the podcast. We don't stop with the website. Our volunteer organization continues no matter where we go. And I'm going to prove that by yesterday. We happened to eat at a restaurant in Vancouver, Washington. My wife and I were over there, and we saw a whole room. Well, we didn't see the room. I saw an individual in fatigues, in Army camouflage fatigue uniform. And I just walked over to him and I said, I stuck my hand out to shake his hand and I said, "Thank you, young man, for serving our Constitutional Republic." And then another one of his fellow soldiers came over. I said the same to him. We ended up talking to about five active duty service members that are actually part of the National Guard. But we were able to connect with them yesterday. We talked with him a short period of time, and then we gave him one of our organizational cards and told him, "When you start to get out of service, you make sure to get in touch with us." And then we told him we loved him, and we hope they have a great rest of the day. And then we ultimately saw that it was an entire room of veterans active duty service members there. So point being is, like we always say, everyone knows a veteran. You may not know them now, but I promise you they're around. So make sure to keep your eyes open and make sure, I hope, that you continue to encourage our veterans, active duty and retired and out of service. We need to encourage all of them. So that's what we are doing out here at Victory Garden, is we are providing encouraging words, positive and encouraging words to uplift our veteran community. We don't know what you've went through. We don't know your whole story. But what we can do is be a positive, encouraging, uplifting asset to you as we continue to walk together every single day. You know, one thing that highlights what we focus on is, you know, we focus on fighting opioid crisis. The reason that we fight that is because a lot of opioids are directly prescribed to help with post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, or traumatic brain injuries, also known as TBI. You know, we have a special place. I've shared with you my story about the TBI and PTSD from a civilian standpoint. And I am a veteran family member, so that's where our service comes in, is, you know, we serve those who have served us now. And in continuing to do so, we wanted to provide this information that we found recently from the Oregon Department of Veteran Affairs about the National Center for PTSD. And, you know, we're trying to constantly monitor these programs that are out there. But the reality is there is a lack of research on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, also known as CTE, in women. In a published lecture of CTE, only two peer-reviewed journal articles have focused on women. So there's a new partnership that's coming out that they're talking about here, but I want to focus more about this National Center for PTSD. I had not ever heard about that. I don't know if you have heard about it, but the National Center for PTSD, it's under, so the website is ptsd.va.gov. We're going to be looking to update our website with this resource under probably Healing Without Opioids. You know, under that page, we have, I'm going there now as we're talking about this, but under the Healing Without Opioids page on our website, you'll see a number of other resources that we have there. You know, how to heal from trauma. We've got a linkable article there. We've got, you know, the articles for exercise regularly, those improvements. Then we have the hemp-derived cannabinoid therapy. And then we have the balance mind, body, and spirit. So we're going to be looking at placing that this new resource under one of these categories. I'm just talking out loud right now because we have not figured out where we're going to post this. It'll probably be up under the Healing Without Opioids and under the Buddy Up program under the PTSD hotline. Because we have the PTSD hotline there, and we can post it up under that resource. So make sure to look for that additional resource under the Buddy Up, under PTSD hotline. We're going to include this information there as well. But the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs has this National Center for PTSD, and it has a number of excellent resources on here. We're not going to go over all of them right now, But some of them are, you know, information such as understand PTSD, treatment options, get help now, and for families and friends. So I want to make sure that you have this information aware. Again, we're going to be providing this update on our website. So make sure you go and check out these resources there, because we try to, like I said, we try to really focus on providing information, news, and resources here in order to empower the veteran community, veterans and their family members, in order to live a quality life. The only way you can do that is to know the information that's available, know how to navigate in order to utilize that information. So we're posting this one up there today. So I hope this is of help. I hope this is of benefit, because I know many brothers and sisters have contacted us that deal with PTSD on a regular basis. So we hope this is something that really can help you and help those. So again, make sure to share this information, as everyone knows a veteran. We love you, brothers and sisters. We continue to celebrate every day. It is Veterans Day here at V for Victory Organization. And that's why we come out here as a volunteer group every single day, volunteers. So if you are interested in volunteering with us, please get in touch with us. If you're a civilian, get in touch with us. We have a lot of things that we can work together on. If you're a retired military service member, a veteran, get in touch with us. We'd love to talk with you, see how we can partner on a lot of different things. The reality is veterans have a lot more access to the veteran community, because obviously you've been together for a long time. So there's a camaraderie there that we are always trying to tap into, because we want to be more and more involved in all of these different smaller communities and different offshoots of the overall veteran community. So get in touch with us today. There's always a place to volunteer. If you're a business owner, please get in touch with us. We desperately need sponsors right now to help deploy the Healing with Hemp campaign, which you'll see up on our website under the Fighting the Opioid Crisis, as well as under the Healing Without Opioids program. So we need this community to start growing. We're going to start actively doing that from this point forward. That's our big action steps that we're working on, is to get out and get into the community. You see the partner sponsors that we have up on our website now. So I hope that you can support those sponsors, as well as, like I said, this is the main heading up here on our menu on our website. It's partner with us. Individuals, businesses, and organizations, we need you as partners, so get in touch today. So I hope we start getting a big ripple effect, because there is a big need, brothers and sisters, and the only way that we can meet it is through building a robust community of volunteers and business sponsors. So we look forward to growing that over the next couple of months. We hope and look forward to doing that continuously. So if you want to help do that, please reach out to us. If you're a business owner that is interested, as little as $25 a month can go a long way. So just know that if you supplement your donation opposed to getting your custom gourmet coffee, that's actually pretty bad for you if you really think about it, with all the sugar and the glycerins and all of the additives and all of that nonsense. So think about where you're using your money. Businesses, this is a minor contribution in order to the bigger scope of things. But now, as a 501c3 charitable organization, all donations are 100% tax deductible. So we need you, businesses. So volunteers and those listening here, please reach out to businesses throughout your community. Give them our website. Give them our contact number and information. That's all available down in the footer of our website, as you'll see it. The V for Victory Organization at protonmail.com is our email. Our phone number is 503-512-9873. Get in touch with us. If somebody does not answer the phone, leave a detailed message, and someone, one of our volunteers, will get back in touch with you in short order. We love you. We hope you have a great rest of this beautiful day, as spring is on the horizon. And we love you all and hope you have a great rest of the day. And stay tuned. As you always know, V for Victory organization is just getting started. Have a good one. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, oh. Hey. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. Oh, I'm not backing down from any giant. 'Cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory.